BBC News with Eileen McHugh. The Vatican's former Deputy Secretary of State, Angelo Becciu, has abruptly resigned and relinquished his rights as a cardinal. During his tenure, the Holy See became involved in a controversial deal to buy a luxury building in London. The affair, now being investigated, has already prompted other resignations, but Cardinal Becciu denies wrongdoing. Republican congressional leaders in the United States have sought to give reassurance that if Donald Trump loses November's election, there will be a peaceful transfer of power. On Wednesday, Mr. Trump refused to commit to an orderly handover. Kentucky's biggest city, Louisville, is braced for a second night of curfew. The mayor has asked people to respect it and refrain from violence after clashes on Wednesday. These followed an official decision not to prosecute anyone over the police killing of Breonna Taylor. A new legal hitch may hamper the Trump administration's plan to stop U.S. app stores from offering new downloads of the TikTok video app. A ban on the short video service is due to take effect on Sunday. A court in Switzerland has reversed a ruling which said the climate crisis justified protests that otherwise might have been illegal. The case involved activists found guilty of trespass. They have now been fined for a stunt inside branches of the Credit Suisse bank, which they staged to highlight its financing of fossil fuel projects. The French authorities have slashed the number of fans who can attend the French Open Tennis Championship, which starts on Sunday. Only 1,000 people a day will be allowed through the gates of Roland Garros, down from 5,000. And US scientists say the lockdown has caused some birds to change their songs. They found that sparrows in the San Francisco Bay Area responded to a drop in traffic noise by improving the quality of their song. That's the BBC News.